Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com. 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to Thursday, November 10th. We're getting close to Thanksgiving, aren't we? This is the Joey English Show. Either the Joey English Show early morning drive time or the Joey English Show early afternoon drive time. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I pack as much as I can into the hour that we're together. I want it to be the best hour of your day. Lots of community issues and services. Mystery songs, that's a lot of fun. We do that in association with Wink Martindale. Great interviews, that's the heart of this program. Then some giveaways to bribe you, lots of presents for you. At the end of each hour, we play my music. That's to make me happy, I guess. We wear red. We eat chocolate. And after you listen to this show, you'll be the smartest person in the room. We post everything to my webpage, joeyenglish.com, and my Facebook page. Please friend me. You've been with me long enough to know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Thursday, November 10th is National Forget-Me-Not Day. Oscars Palm Springs presents Paige Turner. Get it? Tonight at 7 p.m. They're at 125 East Tokwitz Canyon Way. Great food, great shows. OscarsPalmSprings.com. Temecula Valley Symphony and Chorus presents a patriotic salute to veterans on Friday, November 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Temecula Civic Center. Details at temeculaca.gov/events. The City of Palm Springs presents the Veterans Day Parade. Tomorrow it steps off at 3:30, Ramon to Alejo. It runs south to north. The post-parade concert and fireworks, remember all of that? 325-8265 for information. And last but not least, we can do our legendary Wink Martindale moment. He presents his award-winning History of Rock and Roll from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY radio. You have three choices, 1340 a.m., 92.3 and 101.9 FM. And then for all the information about this marvelous man, go to winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, Hollywood has the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Palm Springs has the Walk of the Stars, but this is radio. So on the Joey English Show, we have the Talk of Stars. And we're so honored to be featuring a longtime friend of this program and of you. You may not have even known it. And we're going to talk to Fern Field Brooks. And we always start out by saying, where were you born?
Oh my gosh, that's out of the blue. I was born in Milan, Italy. And I came here when I was 4.5 years old. And we landed in New York. My mother didn't like New York. She came here to California. She loved California. And I turned 5 in California. I remember that. And my father hated California. He didn't drive. And he missed the Russian tea room, which in those days was a Russian tea room, not this shishi restaurant that it is today. It was a place where the refugees hung out and talked about how it used to be wonderful in Europe. So anyway, we went back to New York, and I grew up in every residential hotel in and around Carnegie Hall.
And that was just the answer to where were you born. Okay, where were you educated? Were you a good student?
Well, I guess I was lucky. I mean, I don't know that I was a good student, but I went to school in my neighborhood, you know, public school. And I got by. I got good grades. I was, you know, my mother schlepped me to the library because she loved books. As a matter of fact, she fled Europe with one trunk full of books that arrived somehow, somewhere. But so I read a lot, and I was okay, you know. I wasn't a great student, I would say, but I got a good education, much better than they're getting today, unfortunately.
What's your maiden name? Your family was obviously Italian.
No, my family were Russian.
Your family obviously was not Italian.
They were Russian, and they had fled from so many countries that by the time they got to Italy, they really didn't want to leave. But my parents fled Russia as children with their families. So my father's name was Rosenfeld, and my mother's name was Poznansky. So we came to this country as Rosenfeld, and at Ellis Island, I think that got changed to Field. And then when I was born, my name was Fernanda. And when I came to this country, Ferdinand the Bull was very popular, and I was very unhappy. So my parents actually legally changed my name to Fern.
And I remember that song, Ferdinand, Ferdinand, the bull with the delicate ego. Probably you don't need to hear that. Okay, how far did you go in school?
Oh, well, I graduated a year ahead of myself because I got put, you know, I got ahead in two semesters. So I was ready to go to high school when I was 12. And, you know, it's not politically correct and whatever, but I wanted to, my best friend and I, we wanted to go to a co-ed school. We didn't want to go to an all-girls school. So the only co-ed schools that were public in New York at that time, I think, was textile and commerce. And my mother, who had not paid attention to any of my education, she never went to PTA meetings. We didn't have those in those days. She went to see the you know, the school where it was, and it was, you know, it was further from our house than she was used to, and she saw the students, and she didn't like the way the students looked. She said, not my daughter. So she went back home, and she looked in the phone book. There were phone books in those days for a private school in our neighborhood. So she found a prep school, Rhodes Prep School, which she didn't understand what a prep school really was. It was for all the people that had been discharged from other schools and had to make up work. So at Rhodes Prep School, a year of English was taught in 6 months. So I graduated from high school at the age of 15 because I did 4 years of high school in 2.5. No thanks to anybody but the way they were teaching the courses. And then at that point, I knew my mother wouldn't let me go out of town or, you know, to a co-ed university. So I announced to my parents, I said, look, I'm too young to look for a husband, and I'm not that interested in an education. I'm not going to college. And they said, okay.
What language did you speak in the home, or languages?
It was languages. With my father, I spoke Russian, because when we came to this country, my mother taught me Russian by reading the fairy tales of Pushkin to me. And she actually thought I learned to read because I would follow it with my little finger. But really, I was memorizing. So I never really read Russian. But anyway, I learned Russian, which I spoke with my father. And I learned English. I consider English my native language, because that's how I got my education and everything. And by the time I was older, I had forgotten Italian and relearned it when I went to live in Italy as a young newlywed. So with my mother, I spoke a mishmash of English, Italian, Russian, whatever came to mind.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
No, but I really wanted a brother. You know, it would have been wonderful. Unfortunately, when we fled Europe, my mother had trouble getting pregnant, and she desperately wanted a child, and so she found a doctor who told her he could operate on her. I don't remember exactly why, but he said, I'll operate, it's not serious, and in 4 years you'll get pregnant. And when, after the operation, my father was ready to kill the doctor, because it was a major surgery. Again, I don't know what it was, but 4 years later she did get pregnant, and we were fleeing Europe, so she had to get an abortion. Oh. And that was a little boy, but that would have been a younger brother. I wasn't too keen on a younger brother. I really wanted an older brother.
Fascinating story. You had a happy childhood, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, it was a good childhood. I absolutely wanted, needed my mother's approval. That was, I would hug her, kiss her, give her 100 kisses, you know, lose count and would have to start all over. My father, who loved me and, you know, would have loved that kind of attention, was just, he was not a really important part in my life. And now I regret it. And what happened after the war, because he wanted to move back to Europe and my mother and I did not want to do that. He traveled a lot on business in Europe and stuff like that. So I have a lot of telegrams, happy birthday, congratulations on your graduation, you know, a lot of stuff from a distance. But he was a charming man. There was no door closed to my father. He was a terrific people person.
What did he do for a living? Do I know? Did you already tell me?
No, well, you know, they were refugees. Uh-huh. So they did whatever they needed to do to make a living. As I say, the legacy I learned from my parents is that not making it is not an option. You do whatever you need to do.
Did your mother work outside the home?
Well, yes. My mother always worked. It's all by chance. When she met my father, they met and married in Berlin. She was going to the Berlin Music Academy, so she played the piano for 8 hours a day. Then when they started, they had to leave Germany, they had to leave here. They were living in Paris, and my mother began to realize that my father was a charming wheeler dealer. And sometimes there was money and sometimes there was not. So the day she had to go get meat on credit from the butcher, she declared never again. And she moved herself and her husband to Italy, where her family had settled, everybody, her brother, little sister, father. And we got this great apartment in the heart of the city. She rented a store, took one of her fur coats, put it in the window, and she was in business. And she became the top fur designer in Milan, catering to all the ballerinas from the La Scala Opera House.
My stars, because I know in another segment we're going to talk about the fact that you studied opera. But, okay, so we're talking to Fern Field Brooks. Did your parents ever see the inkling that you were going to become this producer of magnificent television shows and the writer of books? What were their dreams for you?
No. I'm a product of the 50s, and I was raised to have a husband and children, and I wasn't good at either one. I got married 3 times until I kept doing it until I got it right, and I was never been pregnant. I don't know if I had whatever my mother had, but have never been pregnant. But I have 2 sets of stepchildren, so I get to benefit in that way. But I was not raised for a career, although they didn't stop. By the time I was 17, I had had 17 singing teachers because they kept asking for advice. But that was never a reality with me. And my life, basically my professional life, has all happened by accident.
Well, I might take you to task on that. I think you do exactly what you were born to do, and we're so glad that you did. When we come back from our commercial break, we'll go to the second segment and we'll talk about Fern Field Brooks's exceptional career. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.